this is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it is February 21st, 2019. This is the Geeks Next Door episode 148. We have no Adam, but we have guile is what we have, right guys? Guile.
Absolutely. Yes. We have absolutely. All kinds of guile.
Yeah, and that guy from that fighting game was called Guile too. We probably have him.
He's sweet.
Yeah.
He is my favorite.
Yeah, he's on the other line. We just got to connect with him.
Sonic Boom.
That's what he says. Adam, well, we got a piece of email, so what does that happen when...
Email!
All right, thanks.
Mail, mail.
Oh, yeah, that's what he says.
Or
something like that. Nobody really pays attention to Adam, honestly. France OK's new competitive lightsaber sport.
Oh, thanks, France.
I didn't post that.
Well, it doesn't matter because it was sent to us by a friend of the show. French fencing body recognized lightsaber dueling as a sport. yeah, and that's all we honestly have to say about that, right?
It sounds cool. I mean, like, I think it's cool. I've seen people like fighting it out in open spaces, and I was one part of me thought like these guys pretty nerdy, and another part of me thought they got some balls to be nerdy in public. And then sometimes they're actually skillful, and I thought these guys got some skills.
Does it? Question here: Does it still take balls to be nerdy in public?
I think there's degrees, and yes, it does.
Really?
I think if you ask, like, you know, 10 people, you do this lightsaber battle with me in this busy place.
Okay.
I would say a good, you know, 6, maybe 7 of them. I don't know what the number would be. I'd say 6.5 people would say, "Nah, I'm not gonna do that."
6.5
So, do you think that they would if it wasn't as public of a place?
Yes. Well, no, that's the thing. There'd be a couple people that would do it, like, in your basement. Like, okay, you got a basement. Here, you battle me. And then, like, I would say, like, probably 9 out of 10 would do it in the basement.
Oh, but only, so, I'll do it in the basement.
Yeah, 6 right. out of 10 oh. would do it. I don't so, even know if 6 out of 10. That might
what
be
do we need? What do we need to do to people stop hiding what they like?
Rewrite
what do we have to do?
The norms of society.
I think you gotta, like, move.
But I think we're getting to a point anything. Where we could say, hey, there's more of us than them, so thus we can crush the normies. Like, guess what? Reddit will always be better than anything, like, the copy, like, when people put memes on Instagram, and I'm like, ugh! I saw this, like, 1,000 years ago, dumb normie.
Nothing's changed.
Like, and they think they're all clever and stuff, and it's all like, oh, God, you guys are so far behind.
It would be interesting to go to a high school and go talk to a sophomore and be like, or even a junior. No, sophomore. And be like, what's it like in high school? You know, is it still like the jocks roll around and push the fucking nerds into the fucking, what are those things called? Lockers. And then, like, nerds have clubs, but they never interact with, are there still cliques and stuff, and people don't learn to go between cliques, or has it changed at all?
I think everyone is. There is no pure blood classes anymore. It is all hybrids.
Yeah, I don't
hybrids
know.
And multi class.
I don't know. Can you have a bunch of jocks in the Highlander Club? Is what I'm asking. Because if you can, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Well, the jocks got to realize there still can only be one.
Yeah. I don't know. I surmise it's probably about similar to when we went to school. Honestly. But maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? That's because I only know what I went through, you know, being awesome and cool all the time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
but I think we got to, like, some of us were to a different point where it's like we got to a point where I literally didn't care, like, what anyone outside of my collective group of friends really said.
Yeah, that's what losers say. Nah, I'm just kidding, buddy. I'm just kidding. Ah.
Hey. Oh, shit, but that really hurt because you were in my group of friends.
I know. Exactly.
That one, like, super hurt. Ow, like, really hurt.
So, besides the Minnesota Twins news, what else is going on in the world that you guys want to talk about in life and stuff, huh? Well, we don't have an Adam tonight. He's tired. He's been driving for, like, what do you say, 124 hours straight or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. And I was pretty sure, like, a few weeks ago that they said, like, they couldn't let them drive more than X amount of hours in a day because it becomes unsafe.
He did say that.
and then I didn't want to say that to him, I think, but I will 12, say it on the podcast.
I think he said 12, and that's what he said. He drove 12 or something.
But I'm trying to figure out what's being delivered. What is so important that needs to be delivered today, which is on no holiday whatsoever?
I think they're making up for yesterday. Delivery.
You could have drove yesterday. It wasn't that bad.
It was pretty bad. I'm sorry, it was. I barely made it through my neighborhood. Today, I barely made it to work.
But they don't like your neighborhood and Ryan's neighborhood. I don't think they ever plow.
No, they don't. Well, that's the stuff that, like, he's got to do, right? Is little shitty neighborhood stuff. So,
yeah.
Like I got lucky, and it's like the place with the plows is literally like 3 blocks away, so they go like, they just come out and they're like, oh, there's like 8 plows rolling out, and they just go and clean up the streets, and I'm like, hey,
yeah.
And that's why the end of my driveway always gets full of snow so fast, because it's like they plow so much.
It was worse it's been all year, honestly. The end of the driveway, it took me like, I could have done the rest of my driveway 4 times the time it took me to do through the end of my driveway.
But right,
it's okay, it's still fun.
The bit being a cul-de-sac, we're always last.
Speaking of you guys, there's an interesting question I wanted to bring up before we get into it. I guess my garbage day is Wednesday morning. When is your garbage? I know Ryan's is Wednesday morning because he has an alarm set as well. But when's your guys's garbage day?
Tuesday,
Friday morning.
Okay, so Friday morning and Tuesday. Now, growing up, was it different?
Growing up, it was always Friday.
Friday for you, okay. Do you remember? Yep. Growing up, mine was Tuesday.
I think ours was Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, what about you, Ryan?
I have no freaking idea, and what I'm really wondering if Dave has no idea, but just made up 2 days, so it sounded like you didn't have had an idea, or if you
me?
No, not you.
Or
I think
Dave too. Okay.
No,
Dave
I remember. I remember it being earlier in the week. That's all I remember.
I have no idea. Not a single clue. No whatsoever. Totally purred from my mind.
But you always probably brought out the garbage when you were like a teenager, right? They'd say, bring out the garbage. Well, maybe not. I don't know. I came from a working class background family. You probably came from a chess-based background. So
yeah, we hired people to take our garbage out.
Okay.
No, I just don't remember. I remember taking the garbage out, but I don't remember a day. It wasn't like a regular... I have no recollection.
It's fine.
Whatsoever.
It's not important. It's really not that important as you might think it would be. Because here's the only question I have for you. So it sounds like each of ours was kind of on the... We've covered a lot of days. Like that garbage is... We kind of regularly figure out that garbage is picked up every day at some sort of location, right? But when there's a holiday, they push it back a day usually, right?
Yes.
So if there's a holiday that week on Monday that falls on Monday, they pick up my garbage on Thursday. So what happens to the people that have their garbage picked up on Friday? Do they have to work Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so do garbage people not get a holiday? Is it just move from Monday to Saturday? Like their normal working day is Monday, and now it's Tuesday through Saturday?
Pretty much.
So
the weekend shifts.
Do garbage people hate holidays? Is my main question for you.
Or maybe it becomes a floating thing where it's like, oh, cool, you get your normal vacation plus X amount of holidays, and then on like these days where holidays are, we're gonna not give you that day as your holiday, but we will give you the 8 days that are going to affect you out there.
But they still have to work that
Saturday, or time and a half.
Or time and a half.
I understand that, but I'm looking out for my garbage people. Brethren out there, and the fact that they want their parent or their kids and their wives and their husbands to be like, hey, we want to do shit on the weekends, and they're like, nah, man, it was prison's day on Monday, I gotta work on Saturday. Like, that would suck. It's all I'm saying. That's my main premise so far for this conversation.
Or maybe they say like, hey, does anyone want to take my shift on that day? And some guy who's like doesn't care because he's a cool serial killer who like gets rid of bodies in the trash. He's like, I'll take it. And you're like, oh, cool.
But then he gets less money. This is all bullshit for garbage people is what I'm saying. It's all bullshit. Holidays are a bullshit holiday for garbage people.
Yeah.
Well, it's like any, it's that for a lot of people in the service industry.
Yeah, but that, I just, that sentence works on many levels. Holidays are bullshit holidays for garbage people.
Well, I also think, like, when stuff gets, like, they're like, ugh, we are closed because of President's Day, and you're like, you fucking lazy fucks, get to work.
I know, like, mattresses are half off on President's Day.
Right, it's all like, schools close on President's Day, fuck you, get to work, learn more.
Yeah.
You know who's not taking time off? Yeah, exactly.
Presidents?
Like, Ryan, did you work President's Day?
What the fuck's President's Day?
I was busy exactly. working. Exactly. It's like, you can tell, like, the people who work hard are have the best beards right now. It's like me, and then Ryan, and then Dave, last, and Chris does not work hard, I can tell.
I worked on President's Day, you fuck. I worked harder than you.
All right. I'm just going to say, that's how we determine work. It's like, me and Ryan are siding with our garbage brethren.
Well, maybe I'll say that's how we decide work, but in reverse. What do you think then? Yeah. Don't feel so good, does it?
But we're going to say hair on their head is who also works the hardest. So then it's me again, followed by Chris. And then Ryan has the most hair right now. So fuck you, Ryan.
Yeah, get a fucking haircut, you hippie.
Yeah, you do look like a hippie. Like you look shaggy as fuck.
That's
man.
Ryan. It's Ryan's winter look. He always goes through like a 1 month Max. Winter period where he looks like shit. And Amber's like, I'll survive this.
I like the beard because Ryan, it's like gray right in the middle.
He's got the pointed gray going.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a little shaggy. I'm gonna try trimming it up a little bit. You know, just to clean it up a little before I go
crazy. You're gonna try and clean it up, and then you're just gonna end up shaving off a whole bunch, and you're like,
that
oh, fuck.
Sometimes.
Hey, I know. Has anyone watched The Umbrella Academy? Because it's really good.
Yes, it was really good.
I don't like animated movies and shows. Man.
It's not animated.
Not animated.
I know. I just wanted to see how quickly you guys would tell me that.
Which one are you talking about?
Is it about the British people who have umbrellas?
No.
Is it about Mary Poppins? She has an umbrella.
No.
I don't know if I want to watch this.
There's Kitty Pryde in it.
Yeah. It's like a, you know, it's about superheroes, but the superheroing part is the least of the show. It's all about family.
Hmm.
Yeah. About messed up family.
Right. Like, what would be like if you were taken as a child to be a superhero and then you're like, then you got older? What kind of a person would you be? You'd be like, either a true believer or someone who just says like, that's a stupid thing. Why did our dad make us do all this stupid stuff?
Yeah. Or yeah, have feelings for your sister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Adopted sister.
Oh, I know.
I've seen that. It's on Pornhub all over the place.
That's like the most class. It's like, oh no, slutty stepsis. And you're like, oh God.
Or stepmom.
Or step anything,
because there's a little mom drama in the series as well.
So you guys are watching the one. You guys are watching the clean ones. I watched the non stepsister ones.
Actual sister.
Yeah.
Actual mom.
Okay, it's good, huh? Is this a Netflix show or is this a something else?
Yep, Netflix. Yeah. Yeah, it's based on a comic book. Cool thing is, it's only 6 issues, so they go like the story fleshes out the arcs a lot better, so you get a lot more interesting things with the people.
Wait a minute, it's only 6 issues, the comic?
Okay, so what it is like they go, here's our story, here's the 6 issues, and then the next arc is 6 issues long, but it's completely different time frame in their life and some point in time.
So there's multiple volumes right now.
Yep, there's 3 and there's 4 coming out.
Okay, yeah, because I did see it. Last time I was in the comic book shop, I saw it there. Is it a newer book or is it older?
It's written by like Gerard Way, who's like the lead singer of like My Chemical Romance. So he kind of just writes comics when he feels like it. and then goes and be a rock star, does other things, and then comes back and writes comics. Gotcha. And does other things.
That's cool. I like that because that's something he obviously loves to do. It otherwise he would just be a rock star, right? Like,
right,
people
exactly.
Who do shit
right,
yeah. When they don't have to, it's generally because they want to do it. They like to do it. You know, kind of like yeah. Ryan not shaving. Like, he generally doesn't want to shave, so he doesn't do it. That's why it's better. That didn't.
Yes.
It didn't work. I stretched. It didn't work. But I tried. Jesus.
Stretched it.
Okay. But maybe I'll watch it after. Punisher.
Yeah, like, I don't know, you give Amy a chance at watching it. Otherwise, I mean, you could, it's like everything, it doesn't end on a, each episode doesn't end on a cliffhanger, but it ends in such a way where you're like, oh, that was fucking cool. I kind of want to watch that next. It's not a cliffhanger, but it's a cool thing that happens that makes you want to watch more.
Yeah.
Okay.
The season ends on a cliffhanger. Kind of.
Yeah.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah, it does. But I mean, yeah. So
I'll probably watch it. Looks fun.
And the thing is, it's really fun. It
looks bingeable, like, just like, I don't know. It looks like I could watch it without Amber if she doesn't want to watch it, and then I'll just get through a season.
And speaking about Netflix again, they have finally gotten rid of all of their Marvel shows.
Yeah,
it's awesome. Yep. Punisher canceled, and they will show the season 3 of Jessica Jones, but then it is also canceled. So,
why do you think they just weren't getting enough love, or
no? They're going to their other service.
Yeah. Ryan's favorite rapper, Eminem, Mr. Matthews.
Right. Mom Spaghetti himself.
Wrote on Twitter today. He's like, God damn it, Netflix! You're doing it. You're doing it wrong, man. You're doing it wrong by getting rid of Punisher. I mean, he went off of this tirade, and someone's like, "You do know that it was Marvel that decided not to renew with Netflix, right? It wasn't Netflix's decision."
Right.
So,
I just like Marshall Mathers is like, Eminem is all like, the same as us.
I like Punisher. Punisher. I want to watch Punisher.
He's all upset that Punisher's gone. That's pretty cool.
Right. And he's like, man, Ryan, you should fucking watch some shows, buddy. That's what he said, too. So
Ryan's got to work. Should. He's got to support a family. Leave him alone.
I know.
Yeah, he's got some cookie sales.
Mm-hmm. Cookie sales aren't doing so good. I gotta put in extra hours.
Did any of you guys watch The Haunting of Hill House?
Mm-mm. Is that on Netflix? That's a show. Oh, no. It's a Netflix show? What's it about?
It's about a dysfunctional family that grows up in a haunted house and their denial of the house actually being haunted and impacting their family and driving them insane. There were some scenes that made me jump a little bit, but it was kind of fun to watch because Hannah would actually watch it with me, so that was kind of cool.
that's your stipulation for why it's good.
It's stipulation. If she's willing to sit down and watch a show with me, that's kind of
finally spent some time with me. Thank God.
But they did renew it for season 2, but they renewed the creative team. It's going to be very similar to American Horror Story, where each year will be a different setting. Because this one, I mean, at the end of this one, there's no season 2. I mean, there's nowhere to go with the story afterwards. So they renewed them for like three more arcs, three more stories. And so, yeah. That's kind of cool because I liked it.
Interesting. Maybe I'll put that on my fifth list.
To watch list.
The fifth list.
Yeah, there's lots of lists. It sucks.
Is Chris still there?
Can't hear me anymore?
No, we can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I can hear you. Just got nothing to say to that. It's just the truth. You said the truth.
Yep.
Like it is. I guess I could have said amen, brother. Next time I'll say amen, brother.
Oh, right, yeah. Right.
I'm starting to think something happened to Dave there because he hasn't responded to any of us. I don't think he can hear us.
Dave can't hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
all
right.
I lost all audio!
All right. Well, we'll continue.
All right, Chris has done it. Chris has finally figured a way to hack up. The computers again, right? He's back on it.
Nice and easy. Now everybody else gets my problems.
It's been years since I've been infected by Chris's computer viruses.
Let me tell you guys about my computer. You guys like computers, probably. So remember, like, when did Windows 10 come out? Like, 5 years ago? 4 years ago?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So right when it came out, I upgraded to Windows 10 because I was like, I was having some problems with the old operating system, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to upgrade it. And I gave it a shot. And I remember back then it was super buggy. Like, it wouldn't support my three monitors. It had issues with the speaker, all kinds of weird shit. So I rolled it back. I was like, fuck this, I'm not going to deal with it anymore. And I forgot I rolled it back. I thought I was working with Windows 10 for the last 5 years. Because it's pretty similar to 8.6 or whatever we were on before. There's not a huge amount of differences.
Yeah, so, sure. All right.
So I was trying to play a game which required DirectX 12, which only doesn't run on the older versions of Windows. And so I was fucking around trying to upgrade my DirectX, which you can't do in standalone because it's upgraded automatically in Windows 10. And I finally found, I was like, holy shit, I haven't upgraded Windows 10. That sucks. But if you remember, so I was like, fuck it, I'm going to upgrade. I don't care. I want to play this game. And there's no reason why I can't now. It's been 5 years. So I upgraded it. And remember when they first rolled out Windows 10, it was free, right? You'd have to pay for upgrades. Yeah. Well, apparently, if you tried it and then rolled it back, it's still free. So, like, I didn't have to pay. It was kind of cool. It just kind of went all in. Everything worked. And the bugs are gone. It works so much better, which I should expect after 5 years. Everything works. I haven't had an audio problem. I haven't had a video problem. Nothing has, like, fallen apart. It's amazing. Apparently, all that happens is it gives all my bugs to you guys, because it's so sweet.
That's pretty
funny. I can't believe you haven't had Windows 10.
I know, right? So
what the fuck, man? You got all these problems. You run like a old-ass shit.
I know. I just assumed because I remember upgrading, but I just forgot that I rolled it back, you know. And I haven't upgraded my PC since then. So,
IT professional over here.
It looks identical, you son of a bitch.
I'm having all these problems with Windows 3.11 going fucking crap. I just don't understand. I put it
in the floppy disks. I'm loading from the floppy disks. It's not working properly.
Right. I can go to the command prompt, but shit keeps fucking crashing.
And, I mean, how many times do you check your version of Windows? You just don't. I've checked versions of, like, programs, but I don't check versions of Windows ever. So.
Yeah, because everything runs Windows 10.
Yes, exactly. So I've never had to check. I figured I was fine. I remember doing it, but anyways, the moral of the story is, one, it's cool that it was still free, and two, use Windows 10. It's much better. But when it came out, it was janky as fuck, and that's why I was. So. But that was a long time ago. Dave, you're back.
I'm back. Yeah. It's like all of a sudden, like, I couldn't hear a thing.
I know.
And then I was like, well, wait, is Chris still there? And then I realized you guys are talking and I can't hear
it. It was awesome. You're like, we can't hear Chris. And I was like, you can't hear me? And Ryan's like, oh, no, we can hear you, but nobody can. But Dave doesn't look like he's saying anything.
Are you running Windows 10, Dave? That's the first thing. Make sure. It's hard to tell.
I never rolled back.
It's a brand new idea.
Well, see, I never rolled back. I worked through all those bugs.
I did
the Dave solution. I unplugged my headphones and then plugged them back in.
True IT professionals thing. Restart.
I didn't get that far. Anyway.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Chris Hemsworth? Thor himself is going to be playing Hulk Hogan in a biopic movie of Hulk Hogan's life?
Nope.
That sounds great. I just want to see him, like run wild.
When is the racism? I want to know when the racism comes in.
I will watch the shit out of that go. Hulk Hogan was the man, and it would be fun to watch.
He was fucking great. He was so good.
I want to, because, like, I mean, just the fucking one about what's his name, who I didn't even know that much.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. He was a heel, right? So you didn't really care about him that much. But man, just watching that one, It'd be great. I'll watch it.
Like if you liked wrestling at all, which most, you know, us kids did when in the 80s and early 90s and stuff like that. Like when that all of a sudden, like, but like that music hit, like the music hit, and you're just like, oh shit, and he would just get all pumped up and shit, and you're just like, oh, like subconsciously you knew it was like drama, like over dramatic, but it still was so good.
Yeah, I have broken one bone in my body in my life. It is my my what is it? This what's this bone on your arm? It's not the femur. It's the equivalent of the femur, but on the arm.
That's the radius and ulna.
Yeah, the radius. Yeah. I broke the radius when I was 8 years old because after watching like WrestleMania, I jumped off my bunk bed and elbowed the shit out of Peter Burke. I was the big fucking flying elbow, pa! And I was like, oh yeah, that's broken.
You went all Macho Man on him.
I was super pumped and ready to go.
Ooh, yeah.
It was fun.
Like, to watch this shit.
And there's,
I still watch that shit.
Well, it's kind of, there's like independent leagues around still. Like, there's we passed a church that's having a like wrestling night or something, and you know they're just trying to raise money for shit and stuff. It's kind of cool.
I know people who went there and watched it, and they do it every year. Yeah. Big money raiser.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Do you guys know who Zach Sabbath is?
No.
He's an artist and tabletop game designer with a background in the adult film industry.
Okay.
So, okay. I have someone
that made that book?
No, I have something to say, but I want to know what you guys' thoughts on this are. So apparently in D&D 5th edition, when they're doing playtesting for it,
he
was part of the playtesting crew. So he's been in the credits as a playtester, right? Recently, something came out that multiple allegations of sexual assault came out against him, which makes sense, I guess. I mean, if they're credible, that's cool. He's in the... I don't know.
Wait, what? It makes sense?
It makes sense if he's... what was it again?
In the porn industry?
Well, not only is he in the porn industry, but he's trying to play video game or do... anyways, he's in the porn industry, so that makes sense that I could see there's some sort of sexual assault thing. It makes kind of sense. But that's not even my big deal.
Okay,
the big
right,
deal
I'll let
is
go.
That Wizards recently has taken his name off everything he's done. So, as far as their stuff. So he's no longer listed in the credits.
Hmm.
Is that something that should be? Now, and I'm not judging one way or the other. You could very well argue it one way or the other. You could say this is something he did. It's independent. It was done before he did anything. And you could also say he's being punished for something he did. Fuck him. His name's off of it. It's just
so
weird.
I know a lot more background on this because I've been reading up on it a little bit over the last couple weeks.
You watch so much porn.
Well, that too. But these allegations actually date back. They date back like 5-10 years of, and this has just been a constant thing with him in the RPG community. He's just a cancer in the community. He's homophobic. There's just a lot of background. There were emails that came out between some of the Wizard staff of allegations that were made during the time of the playtesting. Of this stuff, and even back then they were trying to get him removed, and you know they just said, well, innocent until proven guilty, and right now I don't have any evidence. So I think just with everything that came to light in the last week, and plus some emails that went public from Wizards that were in discussions around these allegations at the time, I think they just decided, hey, we're just going to try to officially cut ties. I mean, they haven't done anything with him since then?
Yeah, no.
Since the playtest, but...
And I understand that, and I understand where they're coming from. The bigger question at large is, if an artist does something, does that mean all their shit is gone forever? And a good example is when Garrison Keillor got kind of mixed up, right? And it kind of came out that he didn't really do anything, but he got an allegation of something. And so they removed his name off everything he's ever done on... on the Prairie Home Companion. I don't know. That's stretching it for me. But what do you guys think? What do you think is appropriate punishment? And is there room for redemption for something like this? And what do you think? I'm just curious. What's your thoughts?
Well, so what did he do?
Who?
what came? This is porn star, dude. Porn star Wizards contributor. Well, with his big wizard staff.
Sure. Well, that's kind of secondary. But go ahead if you know.
Yeah, it's sexual harassment in the workplace during the play testing, inappropriate comments, advances that he should not have been making to people. He's very outspoken in regards to alternative lifestyles that he does not agree with, and he has come out and said he'll. You know, it's just not a nice dude. Just really okay. bad.
And was he working for Wizards?
No.
He was a playtester, so he was not officially hired by them.
Was he unpaid playtester?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, see, in that case, it's for some reason, to me, his deal was, be a playtester, a good playtester, and we'll give you credits. And he failed to be a good playtester, so he's not in the credits. So, like, it's not the general question, but for this case, to me, it's reasonable. Like, it's not like he was the main creator or something like that. He was a playtester, which deserves respect, but part of the trade-off for playtester is you get some credits for playtesting, and, like, sort of implied is, like, and not, like, being a douchebag about it. So if he loses his reward because he was a douchebag, seems fine.
Yeah, and like I said, yeah. I'm fine with that. My bigger question is like, what do we do?
I'm all about redemption and trying to give people a chance to redeem themselves, but you know, in some cases where it's just one after another after another after another of a failure to redeem themselves, then you know. You're kind of like you're lost to me. I'm just not going to be there now with Garrison Keillor. The fact that they just removed him from credits on everything, and then they just afterwards it was like, oh well, I guess he really didn't do it. Well,
did they reestate his credits?
No. That'd be a huge backlash against people who are outspoken.
I just think. You gotta give him a shot, but
let me give you one more example.
Just to kind of remove everything from them, though.
And that's the thing. Let me give you an extreme example, okay?
Okay.
Who's that dude that has lots of sex with girls, and he's a magician, and he wears makeup and shit.
Kiss guy.
Probably. Who's the guy that's notorious for having had sex with lots and lots of ladies?
Yeah, Gene Simmons.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was his name, but Gene Simmons.
Yep.
Gene Simmons, now in the environment that I work, most people will say that he is in a position of power over these women, and that it's highly probable most of them did not want to have sex with him but were felt forced into it based on the fact that he has a lot of power and that they should. So he is effectively raping them, and he's raped thousands and thousands of women, and he should be removed. All his music should be removed from iTunes and Apple Tunes and all that shit, and he should be condemned forever. Now, this seems like a stretch, but there will be definitely people that would say this and support this 100%. Yep. And how do you respond to people like that? How do we talk about something like that without coming off as you're an asshole and you're wrong?
Well, first of all, we'd have to define like what power means, like, because is it just money, is it fame, is it what? Because it's like
it's all those things.
Okay, so that means unless in a relationship or someone, two people having sex, they have the same amount of power and the same amount of money and everything is equal, one will always be raping another in that logic.
Sure.
And that's flawed logic. That's wrong.
Okay.
I mean, I think you can make that case for sure.
So I'm saying, like, as soon as we if you did that and we're like, okay, your partner, and said, like, does your partner make more than you? And you'd be like, and then when someone says yes, you're doing, then they are raping you.
Hang on. So you're doing a Dave thing where you take the extremes of the extreme, which I appreciate. I really do.
Yeah,
but take it as the let's go back to the Harvey Weinstein thing. He had power because he had more money and more pull, right? But he still was like, hey, give me a BJ, I'll give you some money and I'll get you a role. That's power, which is an extreme example of power.
Right.
So do you no longer consider it power over, but power with? And why do we have to make those distinctions?
Like, because I think he was asking for a sexual favor in return for giving something. That would basically saying, like, that would basically making someone a prostitute for something.
Yeah.
But if someone says, hey, I'm cool and famous, want to have sex with me? And you say, no, I don't think there would be an issue of going like, cool, next person, next lady down the line.
Okay, so what if, hey, I'm cool and famous, do you want to have sex with me? You could be famous, you could, you know, and if not, who knows what will happen? You know, that... I'm just saying, that's not necessarily what they have to say, but that could be a thought in somebody's head. Like,
well, and we can't thought police everybody. That's the sucky part.
No. I'm saying that is what power is without defining it. Is if I think, let's say you come over one day and you're like, Chris, I could really use a blowjob, man. And I'm in my head, I'm thinking, God damn, if I don't do this, he's going to quit the podcast, he's not going to do any more art, everything's going to fall apart, my life sucks.
You're in a position of power, Dave.
I better do it.
Okay,
it.
Is that
you
why
know
Adam's
what I'm
not here tonight?
But Adam is here. He's just under the
because
table.
I know we're four white guys, except for Dave, who's a little bit black, and that this is definitely what goes through a lot of women's minds, right? During the whole thing. And so that's what this whole Me Too thing was kind of about. And we're just talking about extremes on this level. So I don't know. How do you respond to how do we go forward with logic?
I mean, the thing that is I feel like certainly it would be wrong for people to use the power they have to, you know, get people to do things that they don't want to do. But like, even as I say that, it's weird because people use their power to negotiate deals and things like
and
that.
Motivation,
so.
like personal trainers, are they raping you kind of by getting you to do things you don't want to do?
Right. Or even like, yeah, when your boss gives a rah rah speech, is he like emotionally raping the company into working harder? Like, I mean, the rape term. See, this is a fault of the folks that use the term rape loosely.
Yeah.
Is so I now I'm using it in these situations because it was used in other situations that might be considered different.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. So that's weird. Yeah. Even the question of like, can you use your power? This it almost looks like a first step question of when is it okay to use power?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, because like, is it okay to use power to get laid? Apparently, I mean, in some cases, I think it's clearly not. Like the Weinstein case, he was like, "I'm a gatekeeper. The only way for you to it's going to be very hard for you to succeed unless
you are the key master.
You go through the gatekeeper." But you know what I mean? Like he's a gatekeeper. He's a guardian of I'm giving these names that sound cool, but he's a guardian preventing people from moving into different roles in entertainment. Where so that's wrong because you essentially it's like maybe you can think of it as a troll that lives under a bridge and you got to pay the toll or some shit like that. But he's blocking people from a certain path where. Like Gene Simmons, he is not. I think he was more like I like groupies. If you want to like to have sex, let's do it, kind of guy.
I completely 100% agree. By the way, it's just I'm looking at what I think people could do on the extremes. So
right. But I guess that's the interesting. So if you have the power to hold, maybe if you have the power to hold people back, and you use that. Against them, is that wrong? It seems like it is, but I'm just thinking like in business, like if you have the power to like hold another company back, is that the same thing? I guess it's a company, not a person.
Yeah, it's not a sexual situation.
But companies have, but that's a weird, I'm just saying like the sexual is just one thing, because like if let's say you say, like, I just want you to, like, clean my shoes.
With your tongue. Oh, fucking, naked I'm not while I watch.
I'm not into you. You are an ugly, worthless shit. I just want you to clean my shoes, and maybe you'll be able to make it to the next level in this career.
We are getting a dark insight into Ryan's mind right now at his work.
No, I'm just, because would that be equally as wrong, or do we, like, somehow elevate the sexual aspect of it? I'm not sure. Because it does seem wrong there. It seems like you're using people for, like, but yeah, I don't know. It's a weird question. It's a harder one to answer than you think.
No, it's very hard.
It's like the pornography question where the guy said, you know, I know it when I see it. Like, you know when it's wrong when you see an example of it, but it's hard to, like, define it.
Okay.
But I do think people take it too far when they say, I don't know. A lot of cases. I don't think someone having power means that anything they do is automatically evil. Right? That seems wrong. It doesn't make sense.
Right. I don't think so either.
Okay.
Like, do you have to have, like, it's just, it's weird.
No, I agree. And then it's like, my whole point is that all these things that are happening that are kind of like, they're definitely creepy, and sometimes they might be even like there's nothing illegal going on, but they're super creepy. And because of that, we, like, remove you from the public forever, kind of a thing. And that seems weird to me. You know?
It does sound like some sort of Orwellian novel type shit, yeah. Where, like, you know, it's, I love that you had a dissent against our community, but the community has spoken. Mm-hmm. Now you shall be erased. Like, some weird, like...
Right.
And then they're like, oh no, I'm being erased. It's like, don't worry, you'll be treated fairly.
Like, just go to...
You know, they lock them in asylum.
The link. Goodbye.
Well, and that's what's really fucked up, is it's not even the community that's speaking, it's the extremes of the community that are too afraid to say anything, otherwise they will also be erased.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a fear of, like, being perceived as sympathetic to some of these things, which I think drives a lot of the choices. Like, even, like, what's that Somali lady who's our representative for something or other, and she has tweeted things.
It's a good example.
And anything she says that's, like, questioning Islam is usually stated as anti-Semitic.
Judaism, because she is Somali, so... Yeah, she questions, you know, like, our unilateral thing where we just, like, say, anything Israel does is great.
Right, which is a very fair thing to question. Like, our country has a history of just automatically supporting Israel no matter what, even though, and turning an eye to everything that they happen to do. And when she points that out, if you support it, you are anti-Semitic. But if you are against her, you might be Islamophobic. There's no winning.
Yeah. Well, this one, I think, it seems like it's been swung definitely against her.
Well, sure. Because politics and Israel are one in the same, honestly.
Oh! What are you saying? That the Jews run the world with invisible hands and all their money?
Yes.
You are an evil man.
No. See, that's the best joke I know. Two Jews walk into a bar. They buy it.
But it is so she said, what did she say? She said something about, it's all about the Benjamins or something with regards to some Israeli politics. So here's the thing. I was thinking about this on the car ride home. She could have been being racist and saying, I'm going to play on the old, you know, the Jews have the money and run the world trope. Or she could have thought it was, or she could have thought it was basically driven by money, like decisions driven by money, legitimately. But because this other trope exists, talking about it is not allowed. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, like, for example, if there's something that's stereotypically race, you know, a racial stereotype, pick something, and then if you if you met a black person and you wanted to know, if you legitimately were wondering if you should bring watermelons to the picnic, And there's a ratio stereotype you know, there's a watermelon, you know, thing. Can you ask a legitimate question? You can't. So it's actually, it makes it so that she's in a catch-22 where she can't speak about... Do you see what I'm saying? Ask that to coworkers. Like, could you legitimately ask?
And like, okay, so yeah, that's a similar example. Like, I can't remember how we got it. It was like during the summer. We were talking about eating steaks and stuff like that, right? And it was like, I like medium rare steak, and it's like, you know, everyone's like, oh, like this, like. But then we got to the point where it was like, some of the black guys were like, no, I want well done steaks. And I was like, interesting. It's like, why? And they couldn't tell me why, because it was like, oh, it's the blood, it's stuff like that. But then there was a person who came in, you know, that works only there a couple days a week, and she's black, and I said, like, hey, let me just ask you a question, do you like your steak well done? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, why? And it's because it's like my mom told me that way and my grandma told me that way. And then I was like trying to figure it out, and it's like, and I guess we got to the point where it was like, we figured it was like years and years and years ago, you got the shittiest cuts of meat, right? Which could have been bad for you. And so they had to cook it all the way through to make sure they weren't getting sick. So it's a stereotype that I got to cook this well done. And it was cool because we could actually ask that question that none of us had the answer to, but we managed to get there. But it was like, why do you eat well done steaks? That's weird. It was interesting that we could actually get there.
Well, it's interesting you came to that conclusion in a civil manner. Like, and it may not be correct, by the way. I mean, it could be. It sounds like a good answer. I buy it. I would take it as my first running guess of truth. But, like, talking about that stuff is sensitive.
Yeah, it's usually only sensitive to the white dudes in the house.
Maybe that's true, actually. Maybe that is true.
And honestly, like, in my experience, most people don't mind talking about it unless they want to be super politically correct and want to show everybody they're being super politically correct.
So, oh, God.
Yeah, I know. All right.
But
go ahead.
Yeah, those are excellent questions. They're very challenging. It's hard to know what's right these days. But you should have good intentions, but intentions aren't enough. I guess that's the truth, but you should definitely have good intentions. All
right.
And Weinstein didn't have good intention. I guess he wanted to get rich and powerful so he could screw women. I think he did not have good intentions. He had a successful game plan, but not good intentions.
Right. And at one point in time, he may have been like a regular good person, but after years and years of power, you know, great power comes great responsibility. If you don't want, you become corrupt.
Sure. So, give me one more example, and I'll ask you how you come back is the Louis C.K. thing, right? So Louis C.K. is a comedian. For years, he being a comedian and kind of fucked up, he'd ask women, "Hey, do you mind if I masturbate in front of you?" Usually at comedy clubs. And if they said yes, he would masturbate in front of them. And, like, he did it in front of a couple of comic friends, and they would laugh and stuff. And then some other women, they said yes. And then they said, well, I felt like I had to say yes. And so he sexually assaulted me by doing this. And then, so that he got, he got in bigger trouble for, basically. And a bunch of his shit got pulled off places. They not embargo, but they don't go to his shows anymore. And now he's just basically trying to find his way back.
So he actually asked him.
Yeah,
he said,
yeah, he would ask him. Yeah, and this is something the comedians. It's kind of like the Bill Cosby thing, where comedians in that community have known that he like would date rape people for years. Comedians would joke about it. They'd be like, yeah, Louis asked people if they can masturbate in front of him. That's his thing. He's fucked up. You know, comedians are fucked up. And so, yeah, he would ask them, and then...
Well, that's different than date rape, but, right?
It's completely different. I mean, but I think it's still considered a sexual assault in some or something. That's what... But he never got tried for anything, or assault, you know, nothing like that. Or he never got found guilty of anything. But in this era, it's enough to make people go, no, that's nasty. Even though when you sit back and think about it... Now, you don't want to be the person that's saying, you know, this
I'm a Louis C.K. supporter.
Yeah, I love him. But that was the thing is that he had a lot of power in the comedy community, and he was seen as a gatekeeper. And if they said no, then he would. But they never proved that he put people down a different path. They just said he could have. So.
Mm.
And this is a weird one to me. This is the one that kind of always drove me. Those are the ones where I defend it, and then I get yelled at for defending it.
Yeah, I can see, like, it's weird because I would say he should know enough that if he's talking with other comedians or people trying to make headway in places where he might have some, you know, strings he can pull or connections. And he's, like, a big enough name where, like, okay, it probably could be implied that this is a tit for tat kind of, you do this, I'll do something for you. So that's sort of shady as fuck. But on the flip side, if it's like somebody who's like the, you know, somebody who's got a job and they're happening to go see the show and they hung out afterwards, like, to me that's different, because like, how would he have sex ever then? Like, he would say, like, best case he could say, do you want to have sex, or like how does he word it? So, but it's different with the comedians or people that are looking to make headway in the industry, because I can see that. But then again, he doesn't probably only talks to those people, so basically he's not allowed to have any sexual relations.
Yeah,
you know, and, you know what I mean, like, it is a weird, if you think about it, like, what should he do?
Sure.
And let's say he wants to have a healthy sex life.
Which they don't.
What should he do?
Right.
Well,
then we get into Dave's question. Like, what if it's an MC that does this? A random MC. Does he have enough power over somebody? Or a headliner? Or just the doorman? You know?
Right. Because the doorman is literally a gatekeeper now. He is, you know, blocking a door.
And at what point do we get to make the distinction that it's gross? And at what point do we say it was gross, but we're not going to remove you from shit, and we're going to say, hey, just don't do that anymore?
Yeah.
I think you're right. I don't think they're easy questions. I think there should be a little more grace in the world and be like, yeah, people aren't perfect. They fuck up from time to time.
Yeah, and I think that's the whole thing, is like, we do love, as humans, we do love, you know, when to see someone in power fall. We love it. But we also love a comeback story.
That's true. Unless they're the Mighty Ducks. Fuck them.
But, yeah. But, yeah, it's weird. Because he's not touching you.
I know. It's weird.
So it's not like an assault of any kind. Because assault needs... No. It's like I've just... Mental assault. See, now that's like psionics are in trouble.
If he's looking at you, it's pretty fucking. It's almost like an assault. Like, if he was just looking at me and I'd be like staring at you, like, remember that? What's that skit? The guy who's like, you're not supposed to do it.
Oh, yeah. Don't masturbate. The slow jerk. You're supposed to just do it real fast.
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit's assault right there. I'm telling you.
See. Yeah. And see, that's the weird part. It's like, if we just have my helmets, that allows us to see intention.
Well, hopefully, honestly, we might get there someday, right? Where, I mean, we can just kind of read thoughts and intentions and shit, in which case, all this goes away. That's great. Yay!
True. No, people will build intention blockers because of it, you know.
But then immediately, if you have an intention blocker,
that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, guess what? You are fucking... Like, done. Instant execution. Sorry. It's the one law we have.
Do you think so? Because I would think, a young guy would go into the workplace and, like, and be like, my intention is to be friendly with you, so we might fuck one day. My intention is to be friendly with you. And, like, everyone would, like, it would be, like, constantly blinking.
Right.
And then you'd be like, ooh, weird.
At least it would be normalized, because... That it sucks to, you know, it'd be like, oh man, everyone has to hide it and stuff like that. No, if you see like anything, like if you like, doesn't it normalize things and make you like, when you have mental illness, to hear other people also have mental illness makes it normal, so you don't feel alone.
What if the boss does it? Like the boss says, like,
right,
I am single and you are hot, but I cannot engage because workplace rules. What would his brain be reading?
The brain can read that all day. That's fine. But it's the intention behind it. It's like, am I wanting to coerce this person into doing this bad, into having sex with me so they can, you know, so I can leverage power over them? Right. That would be their intention. What they're saying can be is completely different. That's what I'm trying to say. The helmet does. You can say whatever you want. Like, you'd say the most hateful thing in the world, but if your intention is that it's a joke, people will say, like, oh, it's a joke, okay. But if you say the most hateful thing, and it just goes like, oh, shit, his intention is that it's the most hateful thing.
Oh, so if you could still say nothing, and then at least you wouldn't read as...
Right.
You know, well...
But you know what? I'm gonna go the other way and say, who cares? Eventually, we'll all be so comfortable with the fact that people have disgusting thoughts, but you know what? It's going to be making our society much more transparent and honest, and I'm all in, baby. I'm all in.
All in about transparency. Ryan just doesn't want us to read his thoughts.
No, he doesn't. He'll know that.
No, I don't want to read other people's thoughts.
He hit all the bodies and shit. Yeah.
He's like, that's what the canoe's actually for. He canoes out to the middle of the lake, dumps the body overboard, down to the bottom.
I fucking knew it, man.
Right, he's fucking Dexter. He's Dextering out there, but it's in the middle of the lake. So if anyone wants to go past Ryan's house and finds out where he canoes out to, he's not fishing. He's dumping bodies.
He just pulls a compartment and the body just falls
right underneath. Yep, exactly.
Okay, enough of these hard questions. Let's get to some easy ones, huh? Ready for some easy ones?
Ready.
All right. The Oscars are coming up. Woohoo! The Oscars are this weekend, right?
Yes.
That is correct.
We're going to do five categories. I want your answer for these five categories, and then we'll see who got the most, and whoever got the most wins a special sauce. I mean, a special surprise. So
Does Adam have to submit his write-in votes?
Adam is null and void because he worked 12 hours. So we're going to do the big ones. We're going to do Best Picture, and we'll go round robin. So this one will start with Dave. Who you got for Best Picture, buddy?
Green Book.
Interesting. Have you seen that movie?
Oh no, but I've read a bunch of Wikipedia pages on all the things that I didn't see, because I didn't see much.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Dave, too, who do you got?
I as well have Green Book.
Interesting.
Ooh, look at these researchers. Yeah. It's bullshit.
I have Green Book based on the fact that I asked Amy who should win, and she said she heard people say Green Book. So what about you, Ryan?
Oh, wait a minute. That's the same exact goddamn research, except you just live in person.
I like it, Chris. You at least put some less effort into it. I said Black Panther.
Very good.
I knew it.
Classic, right?
Hey, that is the heart one. That's the one I wanted, but Amy told me I can't pick it. So.
No, I think it's going to win because otherwise people will say that the industry is racist if it doesn't win.
Yeah.
The problem is Green Book, also the main character is a black guy.
Yeah, I think they'll throw back Black Panther a few bones for that reason, but we'll see. It's probably like sound score or some shit like that. So, anyways, okay, good job. Best Actor. We'll start with Dave, too. Who do you got for Best Actor, Batty?
I have Best Actor. I have Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Hey, me too. What about you, Ryan?
I picked him as well.
Hey, look at everybody's looking the one movie we saw.
Yep.
Dave, you had the same
thing?
Pretty
good.
Yep, absolutely. Role.
I actually think that, like, based on the character, it was really fucking close and cool. So, Best Director. I think this is the year they give Spike Lee something. So what do you think, Dave?
I put Alfonso Cuarón for Roma.
Okay, so Dave said Roma. I said Do the Right Thing.
Black Klansman.
Ryan, what'd you have?
I had Vice. Adam McKay.
Yeah, okay. And Dave, too?
I as well had Roma.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, we got some dissenting there. That's good. I like it. Otherwise, we'd all win. But we're all winners anyways because we're all best friends. All right, Best Actress. Actress is the thing. We start with Ryan.
I said Glenn Close.
Ooh, interesting. That's pretty close to what I had. What'd you have, Dave?
Glenn Close as well. All
right. What about you, Dave, too?
Glenn Close.
All right. Well, went out on a limb and took what Amy said, and she said Glenn Close. So I'm going to go with her as well. If she doesn't win, it's going to be very bad.
Right.
Because everyone will be disappointed. Yeah.
All right. Last one. Dave, original score.
Original score. Where am I? List? Supporting. This is it. Original score. Best music. Original score. Black Panther.
Interesting. Against... Mary Poppins, I'll have you know. That's interesting. Okay, yep. What about you, Dave, too?
I have If Beale Street Could Talk.
If Beale Street. Okay. Ryan?
Black Panther.
Okay. And I had, of course, Mary Poppins. Because I go with my heart.
I didn't think it was that good.
I never saw it. All right, so it's Banks Children. That's all I need to know. there are obviously a lot more categories. I just don't care too much about this or the rest of them, so that's just our kind of...
What about original song? I want to know what people thought, because that one is a really important category.
We don't have to keep track of that one.
We can talk about it, though, so okay.
Original song. What do you have? I put Shallow from A Star Is Born.
Yes,
oh, Jesus, me too. Fuck. Isn't that that yes. stupid song that I've never heard except for on Saturday Night Live and they're making fun of it?
Hello.
It was a good movie. I liked it a lot.
I liked the movie too.
I'm going to go against you guys and say When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings from the Ballad of Buster Scrooges.
Scrooges. Scrooges.
Yeah, that one sounds amazing. I'm going to do that one.
Is there a reason why Infinity War is not in there more?
Yes, a very good reason.
Yeah.
Is it because it is like the wrong year, or just because they like snubbed that kind of movie generally?
Everyone who was going to vote for it was snapped out of existence.
Right. And this is the first year where a superhero movie has been up for much of anything, and that's Black Panther. Yeah.
See, because I thought Infinity War was, even though it was sad, it was good. Like, and sometimes sad but good things do well with critics and stuff like that. So,
right.
I don't know. I saw it had best visual effects as the only thing, and I gave it a check mark for that. I bet it'll win as a nod, but...
I gave that one to Ready Player One.
I gave it to First Man because they love that Damien Chazelle guy.
You know what's sad? I'll tell you what's sad. Superhero movies don't get a lot of credit, and who's Tony Stark?
Robert Downey Jr.
His acting in Civil War was really good. Like, if you go back and watch that shit again, his acting's really good. And people can suck a dick if they're like, no, it's a superhero movie, just a bunch of things blowing up. Man, suck a dick. It ain't that. It's good.
Yes. Yes, suck a dick. And just be prepared for repercussions because you're in a position of power being a podcast pioneer.
Yes, of course. A pioneer 12 years after the genre started or whatever it was.
Hey, but a pioneer in the format of Five Kings. We're going to be the first Five Kings related podcast.
That's true. Do you guys want to ask? Can I ask you about best foreign language film just for the fuck of it?
Sure.
Okay, yep.
Oh, you bitches are going to say Roma, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's fuck what I've written down.
No, I'm going to say...
I said Roma, yep. Mexico, Roma.
No. You know what? I'm going to say Capra...
Makeup and hairstyle.
No, we can't be Lebanon, can it? Because the Jews will never vote for that. I'm going to say Poland's Cold War. Yeah, that looks good. That was good. That was amazing.
Hey, everybody said Spider-Man for Best Animated Feature. Is that true?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, because otherwise that would be kind of a fun category.
Yeah, that one seems like a kind of a... That was really good.
And it was, but Incredibles 2 has a chance, honestly. Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if Incredibles 2...
No, it doesn't.
Incredibles 2 actually is known for pulling their dick out and making people watch them as they masturbate.
They masturbate.
But did they ask first?
Only, okay. Only in the corner.
Yeah.
It's going to be a two-part question. First of all, do you feel like you have power... Like a lot of power. And if they say, yeah, I feel like I have a lot. Oh, good, because can I match right now?
Yeah, it's going to be... I want you to understand, in no way does my next question interfere with your life at all. Yeah. Can I masturbate for you?
I seriously just don't want to leave the room.
Now,
oh, wow, because now...
Very lazy.
Again, no indication whatsoever that anything's going to happen. Do you want to touch it?
It's right. Unrelated to your possible career future.
Which just makes it sound like it does. That's
right. Sounds I'm like not promising. Yeah. Like, all right, fine, I'll do it for the job. But no, that's not what
that's
I'm
not
saying.
What I'm saying.
It's like there's literally no job. If you do this, you will be the same as you are right now.
And then he goes, it's a test, I got it, all right.
I smell you, huh? All right, so that's all I have. What do you guys got going on today? Oh, actually, I got a lot more. So what else we got going on?
You have a lot more?
Yeah, now I think about it.
Well, I posted an article quick about watching a space harpoon capturing debris in orbit.
That's pretty sweet.
So, you know, there's a big initiative of what to do with all the junk that's up in orbit. And so this university has been, you know, trying to come up with solutions. Earlier this year or last year, they had this, like, space net that would unfold and capture and drag stuff down. Well, now they're using a harpoon. So from that shoots out from a satellite, harpoons it, and pulls it in.
And then what, the satellite eats it? Because it's one of those robots that eats things?
Yeah.
Maybe it just pulls it down into the atmosphere with it, and it burns up.
This is cool and all, but man, I mean, can't we, like, clean up our oceans first before we start worrying about space debris? Jesus Christ. Our oceans are filthy, and they're going to... All that plastic
in the ocean.
Just kills fish and shit. Oh, God. But space harpoons is pretty cool, so I ain't going to get too much slack.
So, like, is this an actual space harpoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually tested
pretty
this.
Cool.
No, it's just a theory of a space... What does that mean?
Well, like... If I was if I needed to test a space harpoon,
which
I would not do it in space.
Oh, well, I see. They already tested it, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then this is the deployed version.
And then if I was going to test a space harpoon as a college, trying to do some fun stuff for the fun of it, I would not do it in space, and then I would expect it to never really happen. So the fact that it's in space surprises me, you know what I mean? Like, I'm serious.
I do.
It does look cool.
I know you guys are very pretty excited that Polanco and Kepler got 5-year contracts with the Twins. Pretty exciting, huh?
I'm excited for that.
Yay!
Yeah, throwing some money at the young kids these days. Now that the old man don't have to get paid for anymore. That's all I got on that.
I remember Kepler.
Like the scientist guy, right?
Amen, brother.
I was gonna be like, yeah, the scientist.
he is German, yes.
Right, exactly. I'm like, yeah, his sweet Johannes. Oh god, that guy. I thought this was kind of cool. Like, HBO has a show. It's gonna be 6 episodes coming out. It's called Folklore, and it's basically they're an hour long each, and they take place in. It's basically a horror anthology show. One takes place in Indonesia, Japan, Korea, Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand. Basically, they got a director there to come up with a story and interesting stuff using their myths and folklore and their supernatural beings and stuff like that. So it's like a weird horror thing from a country that most people may know of, but they don't know about their weird mythologies and stuff like that. So I think that's kind of cool.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, make everybody like D&D nerds. All the D&D nerds will be like, yeah, I know, I've been doing that for years.
Yeah, I know. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That's
that they're
neat.
that they're trying new things, because what else? There wasn't.
How harshly do you guys judge people when they put something on like your Facebook page that you saw like a year ago, and they're like, "Did you see this?"
Very.
Not very.
Wait, is it your sister? Very.
No, just things like, not just yours, like people on other pages and stuff, they're always like, oh my god, look at this! And I'm like, we covered this like 14 episodes ago, where you been?
Why didn't you listen?
Yeah, sometimes I'm just going, just like, I get annoyed, and then I go like, ah. Yeah, some people I go, like, everyone's got a different skill set. Like, some of them are not, like, equipped to understand how the internet works and how fast it changes.
Yeah, I agree. Ryan, do you want to talk about feeling the burn at all? Or what's your what's your prospects for the 2020 election?
I think Bernie is a cool, happy, good dude. And I look for, I did have some deeper than that thoughts on it, and I actually wonder, even if he doesn't succeed, you know, he drops out, whatever, goes, he I think he is aware of the impact that he had last time. He had a huge grassroots following. He made tons of money. He started a fundraising network that has helped tons of people that support his views and stuff like that. And so, like, I think he knows that this is a good way to push certain ideas forward just by running. So I wouldn't even be surprised if he says all of a sudden, like, whoever the front runner is that has similar values, he just says, like, go for it, dude. I'm out. You got the vote, and I wish you the best, and you have my full support, and all of my supporters, please, you know, vote for XYZ or whatever. Because I think, I don't know that he maybe doesn't even want to be president, but maybe wants to make the agenda he's pushing move forward. And he's done a good job of that already, just by running last time. So, yay, Bernie. He's a good man. I look forward to listening to him be nice and funny and thoughtful and talk about $27. Average donation, $27. Top 1% contain 99%, 1%. 90% of the 1% have 1% of 99%. Say that stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting that, like, if you are like a true patriot to your country, you don't even really care if you win as long as your agenda, which you see as the best agenda, is the one that goes forward, right?
Right, and I think he's going to make progress.
He did make $6 million in his first 24 hours or something. He's amazing. I think it's up to $28 now. It's his average donation.
Oh, shit. I guess it's inflation. It's 2019 now.
What do you guys think the primaries are going to be like for the Democrats? Do you think they're kind of hold back on attacking each other? Or because Trump's, like, the GOP one last year was ridiculous. Or not last year, last election cycle. There was so much, like, let's all attack each other and let's all fuck each other. But they all seem to be friends over on the Democratic side, you know?
Oh, I bet you they're going to be way more friendly. And I actually think the Republican side is going to be pretty feisty again.
Mm. Yeah.
Because, they're all going to be... Well, I don't know. They're so freaking weird. They, like, love Trump still. Like, they take turns humping his legs. See, I don't know, actually. That's a weird one.
I think there is a one Republican that does want to challenge Trump.
There's at least one that's going to challenge.
That's a primary, yeah.
Which is an interesting question, because usually sitting presidents are not challenged, but I think he's so not liked that I can see somebody actually challenging him and other people supporting that challenge, you know?
Yeah, that is weird. If that happened, that'd be quite strange. I wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah, who is... I don't remember who that is, but it's somebody. I did read that somebody wants to do it, so that's interesting. I wonder,
Has that ever happened in history?
I don't know.
Where the sitting president hasn't run for the next term, or ran but was challenged and lost, right. I guess is more interesting. Right.
Well,
and lost to his challenger.
The fact that if we're even questioning that shows us what's wrong with the stupid system in general. Like, it shouldn't be about which side is currently winning. Let's make that side win more. It should be more who has the best ideas and stuff. So.
Right. But as of today, the New Jersey Senate passed a bill that would keep Trump off the 2020 ballot. Unless he releases taxes.
He's not going to win New Jersey anyway, so...
Right, I know, but I'm saying, like...
That's funny.
Like, yeah, it's pretty cool that it's just like they're saying, like, hey, stop fucking around.
I like that we're in a super crisis and then he went and played golf.
3 days in a row!
Alright, enough of that.
So, Franklin Pierce, the 14th president... who was elected as a Democrat in 1852, his pro-Southern sentiments and his policy on failing to lead diversity issues of slavery badly hurt his standing with voters. He is the only president that was denied his party's nomination.
Pugilin Pierce, I think they called him. Nobody really came. Nobody wanted to go against him, but they had to anyways. Go with it.
Huh. And yep. James Buchanan beat him.
Buchanan, he was a piece of shit too. Anyways, okay.
But it's funny how his diversity issue is like he failed to be like anti-slavery. So that like the words sound similar, but like the degree of racial issues there are quite more.
Quite more.
Lots of progress. It's a good sign.
No, man. But yeah. Not enough progress.
One person,
man.
We could do it twice. I would love to vote for another Republican. That Schultz guy should go Republican. Yeah, that'd be good.
Who?
What's that guy? Starbucks.
Okay, two things. Does anybody get the feeling that, like, he's just running to fuck everything because Trump said, hey, why don't you run just to fuck everything up for the Democrat?
Well, he's a big Democratic supporter, I believe, but it seems like, it just doesn't seem like it would play out successfully. Although, he could just, like, fall out of running gracefully, and then he doesn't have too much of an impact.
And also, isn't it weird how, like, when a bunch of shit's going down and Trump wants to get his wall and then he goes and plays golf and Mueller was about to release his investigation and shit, all of a sudden Russia's like, we will fuck you! We will fuck you good! Look at us! We will fuck you!
Wait, what are you talking about?
Russia threatened us, basically.
Yep. How so?
Well, they said basically if we put missiles in Europe, then they'll turn their missiles to look at us again. It's just so, like, amazing at the timing of this shit. Like, as soon as something like this happens, it's like, what? I declared a national emergency. What? Oh, Russia's pointing their missiles at us. What are we going to do? Like, right. Come on.
Yeah, Russia was like, hey, we got some fucking new-ass missiles, dude. You can't fucking do anything about them. Oh, yeah, you got some subs? We got some subs that are just like, we're going to park a couple of hundred off of them off your border. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, that stuff, when it comes, I'm not saying there's a connection, but if I was a maniacal evil overlord, that's what I would do, right? I'd be like, hey, could you, like, threaten us real quick so we get these bitches off my back?
But the thing is, he's not a maniacal overlord. He's like, if you were the patsy to the maniacal overlord.
Either way.
He said, like,
yes.
Yeah.
It works both directions, so yeah.
It's all like, hey, bitch, I gotta play some golf and declare national emergency.
We need ourselves a wall. All
right. And then shows video of fucking 5 months ago. We're building the wall right now. We can't stop it. Yeah. Which is funny because the Supreme Court just passed that thing that said that you couldn't, if someone commits a crime and stuff like that, you couldn't just start taking stuff away from them in order to put them in such financial destitute that they couldn't defend themselves, like in court of law.
Really?
Oh, someone like gets arrested for a marijuana thing, right? It's the you can't take things away from them that are overly like to the point where it's like, oh, cool, this thing cost you $3,000. We can't take away your car and your house and your other shit in order to put you in a state where you can't defend yourself properly, which is interesting because now it opens up a thing where the government can't. People are like, they can't take away land under, you know, to build a wall on. And there's a bunch of people who have bought land on stuff like that. Like, whatever, the Cards Against Humanity thing, yeah. Bought a whole bunch of land down there. And it's all like, oh, if they're going to build a wall, they're going to have to somehow get it away from us.
Yeah, that was
very funny if that turned into, like, a super, like, valuable investment. Like, it just would be ironic.
It would be neat. Yeah. Okay, anything else we talking about? Do I ever get to see another movie in the fucking again, or what the hell?
Well, Dave has been gone because he had his birthday and wasn't allowed to go outside the other day. And the... I remember that?
No.
When Dave couldn't go outside?
I just like... It doesn't even matter. I just like how you immediately are blaming everyone else for... Clearly Dave's fault, probably Ryan's fault too, for that matter.
Did you see how that was? It's yeah. Like immediately there's some sort of drama that happens, so it can't be anyone's fault, and so it can't be my fault.
I liked it. I appreciate it. I couldn't help laughing.
When does Chris leave on his trip?
I leave Sunday. Monday. I leave Monday.
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
You leave Monday the 4th and you return on...
Nope.
No.
I leave Monday the 25th, and I return on Sunday the 3rd.
You cut out the last word.
Because that was like perfect timing. I leave Monday the 5th and return...
No, Monday the 25th in 3 days, and come back on Sunday.
That's bullshit. You never consulted us about that.
Yes, I did.
He's been talking about it for a month and a half. He said at the end of February, I'm going to leave and I'm going to Florida.
I know, I'm just fucking.
Okay. Remember that.
You sent emails. I'm aware. I would just joke.
No. I will tell you what I've done for you, because you know I've been leaving. So I tell you what I've done for you is Tuesday was supposed to be. Well, actually, Tuesday last month was supposed to be my week to do something. But you know, everybody left me, so I had to sit home and cry. So I lost that week. So I don't know what you guys are gonna do. I think after me is Dave. So Dave, you figure out what you're gonna do, and you do it. Just beware, I won't be here. You're still welcome to use the house if you want. Amy will be here, no worries. And Thursday, I still plan on podcasting from Jacksonville, so I'll get in touch with you guys.
Oh, the time difference is gonna throw you off.
It's true. I'll be so tired. I'll be like, oh my god, it's 10:30 here.
And then he'll be like, hey, do you know what Polanco did today at practice?
I hope not. I'll let you know what it's like over at Aaron Huss's house when I'm breaking in while he's gone. I'm breaking in, guys! I'm breaking in! He won't let me come over! I'm breaking in!
Yeah, hopefully you told... That would have been funny if you didn't tell Amy that people are coming over, so she's all ready.
If it's Tuesday, she fucking expects it. Don't worry about
it. Like, the door's kicked in, and then there's a bunch of like, improv and dudes around, and they're having an improv session. A naked improv session.
I think we should get it together at your house, Dave. Dave 1.
Okay. What do you want to do?
It's your week, brother.
Oh, shit.
Is it whose week is it?
It would Dave's be Dave's. Week? I lost mine because you guys were scared us cold. So now it's Dave's. Well, so.
No, I was going to... I said that we could just move it along and then you could have your week now.
I know, but I'm gone this month, though. So either way, I lose it. See? So cold made me lose it. Not going to do it by...
I'll give you mine in March.
No, I don't take pity days. I'm sorry.
Well, see, what I was hoping that if we keep moving Chris's... Then he's gonna. The baseball is gonna be completely overrun because it'll be too cold to play baseball
back
again.
Back to back baseball. See, you're right. I'll wait until July and August. Perfect. 2 months of baseball. You'll be recovered by the time it comes back again. All right. Well, anything else we need to talk about before we get off this this carousel ride that is our podcast?
I got nothing.
There's no robots in the world either.
No robots. Dang, robots are gone. Cool. No. Awesome. I'm happy that we made it. Adam, I'm not happy you were not here because you're my favorite part of here, but oh well. Anybody want to take a stab at doing Adam for the evening?
Ryan is the best at Adam impressions.
Yeah,
I hear it too much.
I got an idea. Let's round robin it. Let's start round robin it and see if we can do it as a group. So we'll start. Ryan, you start it off. Start us off.
Oh, you gotta like say something okay. So I can respond.
Adam, Radom. Where can people get in touch with this out on the internet?
Well, you can check out our website at www.geeksnextdoor.xyz.
Okay, and Dadom, anything else you want to add to that?
Or you can email us at. GeeksNextDoorFTW, that's GeeksNextDoor for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
All right, and Datum2, anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, you can find us on the Facebooks at GeeksNextDoor.
Awesome! You guys are great. Website, email address, and Facebook. That's everything we needed. Good job. Way to play Adam role for the night. Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next week from sunny Florida. Yeah.
See ya.
Bye.
I think Radom is my new favorite name.
Radom.